West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the Bremen Fire Department says a Florida family of three suffered serious burns early Saturday when their travel camper exploded as it was parked outside a local hotel. Fire Chief Jason Hurley says at approximately 9:09 Saturday morning, crews were called out to the Holiday Inn Express off Highway 27. They found the camper fully involved and the fire beginning to take over the tow vehicle and threatening other vehicles in the parking lot. Crews were able to extinguish the fire rather quickly. Hurley says an elderly male and two juveniles were nearby the camper at the time of the explosion, and each suffered various degrees of burns and injury. Each was transported to burn centers. Hurley says a bystander at the scene risked his own safety to ensure no one else was in the camper after the fire started. He reported no injury. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. The Carrollton City Schools Board of Education to take action on the fiscal year 25 budget at Tuesday night's regular board meeting. On Thursday, the board held a public hearing on the tentatively approved FY25 budget, where public comments concerning the budget were solicited, but none were brought forward. The proposed budget calls for revenue and expenditures for the coming year to be approximately $82 million. That's an increase over the final 2023-24 budget, counted as approximately $78.4 million. Total general revenues and expenditures figures end the 2023-24 fiscal year at $55,876,000. The proposal for 24-25 calls for revenue and spending from the general fund to be more than $66 million. The district predicts to collect an additional $2.5 million this year from local taxes and an additional $7.5 million from the state's Quality Basic Education Act. The 24-25 budget projects an increase in spending for capital projects, instructional programs, pupil services, and school administration pay, as well as projected expenditure decreases for maintenance and operations and school nutrition. Well, this month marking the 63rd anniversary in which the Villarica bus station, formerly located on South Carroll Street near South Carroll Road and Montgomery Street, was on the route of the 1961 Freedom Riders that departed Washington, D.C. May the 4th, with New Orleans, Louisiana as its final destination. Freedom Riders were civil rights activists who rode public buses on interstate routes through the Southeast to test rulings outlawing racial segregation. While the resolve of the Freedom Riders was challenged by violence elsewhere, they did pass through Villarica without serious incident on May the 14th, 1961. The Villarica Historic Preservation Commission erected an historical marker near the site of the former bus station in May of 2011. Villarica was one of the few stops that the Freedom Riders bus made on that day before it was attacked and burned outside of Anniston, Alabama. That bus was displayed in the Birmingham Civil Rights Museum. The community market of Villarica returning to the City of Gold on Monday, with vendors providing food options from local farmers and makers. Event organizer Brandy Freeman says vendors will have on-site chicken, beef, pork, baked goods, cheese, jams, honey, plants, breads, produce, soaps, candles, home items, along with free games and activities for the kids. Family-friendly music, several special events are also planned for the coming season. Community Market of Villarica runs Mondays from 4 o'clock till 7 p.m. beginning today to the last Monday of September at the Mill Amphitheater. The market accepts SNAP and EBT cards as payment this year. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.